Bruce Potter, IPM specialist with the University of Minnesota Extension.
Bruce, a number of ways we could go here as we get later into April and the weather has just not been conducive for field work so far in Minnesota. But as you look at priorities for farmers as they look at the situation as it stands, what, in your opinion, are the most important things, whether it's managing pests or making sure that you get that crop planted correctly? What's your list look like?
Well, I think everybody's going to have to take a break for a little bit here. I know it gets hard this time of year, but we've still got, and we're not alone here at the Research and Outreach Center in Lamberton, we've still got frost at 28 inches, and under sod it's at 5. So we've still got frost in the ground. Things are going to take a while to warm up. Sounds like we might have some more weather coming this weekend again. So I think the first thing is realize that, you know, you only get one shot to seed a crop right. So I think the temptation might be there to go out there a little bit early. You know, a caution against it. We've still got some time here as far as still getting good yields. It's not serious by any means. No need to worry about switching maturities or anything like that. But I think just wait till the field conditions are right. I think one thing that's going to happen right now is that because of this cold weather, normal we've got some early season weed emergence. You know, some of the lamb's quarters and ragweeds and that sort of thing are already coming up, but that hasn't happened yet. So guys are going to go into the spring once it does warm up. You know, those first flushes aren't going to be taken up, maybe not taken out by tillage like they normally are. I would encourage people to make sure they get a pre on, particularly on soybeans. We don't have a lot of rescue options for things like water hemp. So kind of stick with the plan for now. You know, it's not time to panic yet. You know, I'm usually the first one to let people know when it is time to panic. So we got a little bit of time.
Based on how the winter has been, what might that tell us regarding insect pressure? You touched on weeds a little bit, and they might be emerging a little bit later than normal. But when you look at some of those pressures and how the conditions we've experienced the last few months could impact things, what are you watching?
Well, I think, you know, earlier in the winter when we had the bitter cold and the areas of the state that had some open ground, we might have knocked some of the western corn rootworms back. Where we had snow cover, like we're right around the New Ulm, Lamberton, and areas around there where we had snow cover early, I think most of those are going to survive. What really is hard on these migratory insects, they've got several, you know, depending on the species, ways to get through that winter and avoid freezing. But once they break that hibernation, they're vulnerable. So where we see a lot of insect mortality usually is if it's warm early and then insects start breaking that, you know, start to change that physiology to get them active in the spring, and then we get cold snaps. So that's one thing we're watching. The other thing is a lot of our insects, cutworms and armyworms, that sort of thing, migrate in from the south, and that's been delayed. Last year we're catching black cutworms already on April 3rd. And if any tried to make it up here this spring already, they would have iced up somewhere over Nebraska and fell out of the sky. So that migration has moved back a little bit as well. So I think it's right now, you know, we haven't really changed anything dramatically for insects or diseases, but that could change as the spring continues.
How about on the disease front? Obviously, it probably has more to do with what the weather is going to be than how it has been, but as far as potential disease pressure moving further into April and into May, what do you think are the biggest threats?
Well, I think it's going to depend on not just as for diseases. Usually moisture is the biggest driver, and then you know, depending on what the temperature is, you'll get different pathogens that are able to take advantage of it. So the thing I'm a little concerned about right now is we went into the fall with a lot of moisture, and we've got a lot of moisture this spring. So, you know, some of these early season root rot type things could be an issue if we don't get some more weather to dry things off. I think on small grain, for example, you know, one of the things we worry about as that planting gets later and later, as we, you know, get that crop later in the season when it's warmer and more humid, and we have some more issues with some of the diseases. That's one of the advantages of getting the small grains in early. Corn and soybeans, it's just going to, you know, kind of depend on moisture.
Anything else you want to make sure we touch on today, Bruce?
Well, I think everybody should keep their fingers crossed that when this weather straightens out, eventually it will. I think once it does, it's going to get pretty wild. So when that happens, you know, everybody be patient with the guys that are trying to help get your fertilizer and herbicide on, and be careful out there, so, and be safe.